Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I'm imagining your
pants. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love.
Hello, welcome back to another week at By the By.
Hello. How are you? Good. I am also fine.
You know what fine stands for.
Fucked up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
Yep.
Ye fucking haw.
Mm-hmm.
That seems apropos.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're back. Did you miss us?
Yeah.
I mean,
I missed us.
I missed you. With everything I've thrown. So we're here doing a podcast. That's us.
Next pendulum party is
June. I need an echo button, and I don't have an echo button. We need a new deck.
All right, we'll figure out. We'll put an echo in there.
June 30th.
Wow, that doesn't echo very well. No, let's not.
Yeah, okay, fine. June 30th at our secret spot.
I actually don't even have it on the website yet. I got to get on that.
Nobody has it on the website.
I'm a slacker.
It's only in our brain sites at this point.
Yeah.
And it will soon be on websites, and you too can join us at By the By, Pendulum Party, our secret spot, June 30th. I don't know. I kind of want the guy from the movies to start doing our By the By. Like, so if you're out there and you have a voice, it's like, in a world where By the By pendulum parties, email me.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you. That's looking forward to that. And then also November
8th to 13th.
Yep. That's exactly what I said. Just some people apparently don't speak Klingon. 8th through 13th, we are taking over once again, Far North Queensland, with our delightfully gorgeous, brilliant, and sexy friends at Exclusively RHP.
Yeah. Look forward to that.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Lots of the rooms are already sold out. So, I mean, get on it.
Only a few left, which is great.
Get on it.
Yeah.
And by it, I mean myself or Andrew. Get on it.
Yep. That sounds good to me.
There you go. So, look, we did this a few weeks ago with the gentleman. And it got such a good response off of our Discord server that we were like, maybe we should do this again. And in fact, I think we were like, we originally called it the re-listen or the retro or whatever. Mm. But somebody on our Discord server called it, they equated it to MST3K. Mm-hmm. And so we are now doing MSP3K, Mystery Sexy Podcast 3000. Where we listen to our own selves in the past and basically judge, critique, and make fun of ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to judge harshly on this one.
This one, like, before I get into it, if you want to join us on our Discord server, all you have to do is support us at any level on Patreon.com. Go to patreon.com/bythebypodcast and support us at any level. Make sure that you're linked, your Patreon to your Discord, and you'll get a little welcome. Like, come on in. Click the button, and you're in our Discord server. Okay, so.
This one, we're going way back, and we are going to, first of all, harshly judge the sound quality.
Oh, yeah, and we don't have an intro song.
No, this was, do you know what episode this was?
Two?
Episode two.
Two. Is this, and this is the first episode where we actually introduced ourselves, and it was like a 15-minute episode?
Uh-huh, yeah. So this was like really our first true episode. But when we had no idea what we were doing, and
like we have so much idea of what we're doing now,
didn't think that people would listen to us. And here we are 300 and I don't know, 60 something episodes later.
What is wrong with you people?
I mean, we love you. Thank you.
We love you so much, but
yes,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see what happened with episode two.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to hate everything about it.
I mean, maybe. Cool. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. All right. We're going to get into this. We're going to do this.
Get her done.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. This is
Mrs. Adam.
And this is Mr. Adam.
This is before we were
our Bradford podcast. Angela.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well,
bye.
Before.
And hi. How are y'all doing out there?
Hello, guys.
This is great. I remember when we used to actually record this in the small cave by the ocean.
Yeah.
Remember we would have to cart our phones down there and we crawled way up in that cave and we made sure that the echo sound was so good. And we were like, okay, look, nobody can call us, you know, our name. Mm-hmm. We need to come up with something clever. Mm. And we have molecules that are tattooed on our arms and other parts of our body. Therefore we should be atoms.
Right. Yeah. Actually where we did record this kind of was a cave. So makes sense.
Oh yeah. This was up over the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the cave.
It was a cave.
And actually it was a cave. All right. It all checks out.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
You betcha.
And gals.
So anybody who's joined us before knows that this is a podcast that we're kind of testing out and seeing how it goes for us.
We'll see how it goes, buddy.
How'd it go for us?
Good luck, Passford. Like, I just want to say, like, if you listen or have listened to Life on the Swing Set, one of the things I love about Ginger is she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Dylan and Cooper will admit that they started a podcast to get people to sleep with them. And like, that was sort of my goal. I was like, I wanted to get laid.
That's funny. That was not my goal at all.
I also wanted to help people. But, of course, I want to help people. I love helping people. But getting laid helps people. I'm people.
It helps you. Yeah.
And I'm people.
I mean, it helps me too. So thanks.
For bisexual folks and swingers and people who are, I'm going to say, outside the realm of what normal people call normal.
God, did I always talk that slowly?
Also,
did I ever talk that slowly?
Apparently, at that point. Also, this was before we really ever dipped our toes into or realized that we might be polyamorous, too.
That's true. Or kinky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. We were
little babies.
Oh, I feel sorry for us.
That's all right. We opened our eyes. We figured it out.
We opened our eyes and our thighs.
We call better. One more fun. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's right. So this is our second podcast. Our first podcast reined in at a grand total of 17 minutes. So hopefully we have a little more exciting stuff to talk about.
I remember this.
I feel like we do. We had a big night last night. Today happens to be January 1. And
2016.
Oh, that's right. 2016. Yeah. This is going to be out forever.
I have to get used to writing a whole new year now.
So bad at that.
I never get used to that. Never.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so we went to a big New Year's Eve party, and we're going to tell you a bit about that and what happened and what we did and what we didn't do and what we thought and what we didn't think.
Well done, Pastor.
That's assuming we had thoughts. That's brain functioning. Right. Yes.
This was before I did improv.
So yeah. So
it shows.
A few months ago, or I guess a month ago or so, we decided that we wanted to go to the New Year's Eve party that was hosted in Sydney by Our Secret Spot.
This was our first introduction to Our Secret Spot.
Our first. Oh,
yeah.
I'm just going to say it right now. Lawrence and Jess and the brilliant team at Our Secret Spot, I apologize for everything that was, will be said again. Everything about this podcast, I apologize for. And I will correct myself as I'm wrong. And I am wrong quite often in this podcast.
Yep. All right, let's go.
We had never actually been to the club, Our Secret Spot, so we thought it was a good idea to go down and see the club, and at the same time where they were having their pre-party, the actual New Year's Eve festivities, was at a location downtown where it was a penthouse, and you could have a beautiful view of the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the harbour and the Opera House.
Yep.
And
all the fireworks.
It was beautiful.
Amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, but I'm jumping ahead. So just
jump ahead, Boringford.
So I'm going to let Mrs. Adam talk about what she wore and how we might have came about that.
Big mistake. I shouldn't talk.
So a little bit about it.
Yeah. So we were, you know, that's always one of those questions is what do you wear to both a New Year's Eve party and also, you know, if you're going to end up following up with the going to the club afterwards, you know, it can be a hard decision to know what to wear, especially because we knew that there would be children at the pre-party. And so can't be anything, you know, too terribly revealing, although
I sound like I was coming down with a cold. I feel like I was getting sick.
I love that your first thing is I sound like I was, and I'm like, oh my God, I sound like I'm speaking through molasses. Hi, everybody.
I feel like we had to try to purposefully slow ourselves down. And by now we've just fucking given up and you either listen or you don't.
Yeah. Well, this reminds me of those times that some people used to say they would listen to us on like 1.25 speed.
Well, that would be why.
And now I know why. Because I used to be like, but why?
It is easier to speed someone up than to slow them down on the apps, though.
Yeah.
So, well, sorry. Anyway.
I think given the people that were there, it can be a little bit. So I kind of went round and round, and I had an old dress in my closet that I was planning on wearing.
This whole thing?
Very sexy, sexy dress, by the way.
It's a nice dress.
Nice and of you to let me talk
in the closet. The day before the party, we ended up at Max Black in Newtown, and we're only allowed to go there occasionally because we always buy something.
Still true.
Yep.
We ended up there.
All checks out.
And they had a very nice latex dress that we had seen, and when I tried it on. It was absolutely gorgeous and one of those things that you just have to have. So we ended up buying that, and that's what I ended up wearing for New Year's Eve. So I had my latex dress on, and Mr. Adam was in a just some jeans and tuxedo jacket, something rather casual but still very nice.
Thank you.
Did you not have a harness or anything at that point?
No, because I was still Youngford.
Okay, all right.
I was like,
all right.
No, I was boring. I don't even think I owned a harness at this point.
All right.
Ugh.
Thank you. Yeah. I didn't look nearly as good as you did.
Yeah.
Still as a side note, real quick, Max Black is a wonderful shop. We don't get paid or endorsed by them.
Still not.
No, still true.
We're endorsing
true.
Them.
Still true.
But we would.
Where are you, Max Black?
Free for the rest of our lives. It's awesome. Sex positive, wonderful shop if you live in Sydney or in the Sydney area or anywhere in New South Wales or Australia, you should fly to Sydney and just go into Max Black. It's a great shop.
And great staff.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we got a bit dolled up. Like she said, I had my black jeans on and my tuxedo jacket and a bow tie.
Do I still say that much?
You know, that's a bit of a trademark.
We've both gotten better at that. Also, I sometimes edit them out. We did zero editing on this point. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But we are generally better about it.
Our listeners who have stuck with us from the beginning are literally the best goddamn listeners on earth.
I feel bad about the people who start hear like an episode, a recent one, and then they're like, I'm going to go back to the beginning.
Don't do it for the love of God.
Nope. And yeah, we were excited. I was excited, at least. Were you excited?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Were you excited?
You sounded so amazing. Excited.
And we'll come upon all the people that were talking to her once we got there. But we ended up swinging by. We went with our wonderful friends over at Swinging Down Under.
Now Wonderlust Podcast. Still listen to them.
We got a cab and made it into the city. Upon arriving,
ocean is coming in now.
I was just going to say
that. High tide. You got to watch high tide.
The building itself was. I'm not going to say I was less than impressed.
I was very unimpressed.
Sure what to expect, honestly, because all we knew that was that, you know, it was going to be at a location in town and at this penthouse. And so we walk up and it was a bit of, I don't think any of us really quite knew what to
expect. As I recall, mate, fucking Ibis.
We ended up.
It was an Ibis. And
fucking
that's,
Ibis.
That's not what I expected when we're told to go to this like rooftop penthouse party. But it was a spectacular view.
It was a nice view. It was a great view, but it was a fucking Ibis.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, and for people back in the U.S. who don't know what an Ibis is, imagine, a Hilton property, but it's the Hampton Inn.
It's the cheaper Hilton.
It's the Hampton Inn.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to the location and went up to the penthouse level, and of course, there were people there to greet us and show us, usher us in, and tell us kind of what was what and
even where to go
and whatever. So that was really helpful.
Yeah. Once we got up to the penthouse, it's just amazing. I mean, yeah. The city itself is stunning, but
and great still views true. From there. Yep. Yeah.
Great views from the penthouse. I mean, anybody, and whenever you hear the word penthouse, I think
every time we say the word penthouse, we have to drink slushy. Now.
Okay.
I melt a little, and I'm like, ooh, that's yeah. how it all begins.
Say penthouse.
Literally, when we got there, too, there were
where did we get
a fair number of people already, but it wasn't too crowded yet.
No.
And of course, over the next half hour or so after getting there, most people filed in, and there were a lot of people, but it never felt like super crowded. I don't think.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
So it was a good use of
penthouse
and a good number of people, I suppose, for the space.
A lot of good looking people.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
Well, we were there.
Looking people.
Yeah, it was nice. It's always good to go and see some.
There were a lot of sexy people.
Lovely dresses, lovely shoes. All the ladies were decked out. Most of the guys actually.
Okay, I love that you're like, yep, dresses were great. Shoes were fucking amazing.
Like, I am not a foot fetishist, but I like a nice pair of shoes on a man or a woman. I like, it don't fucking care your gender. Have nice shoes. That's all I'm going to judge you on.
Sorry, I disappoint.
You do not. You have a good pair.
Shirt on, so that was a plus.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah. So we got there and, looking around, enjoying the views, watching, you know, some of the air show that always apparently happens before the Sydney Harbour.
Wait, there was an air show? Is there an air show still?
I don't think there wasn't an air show when we were there this past year.
I don't recall there ever.
What is wrong with Pastford?
Well,
dude, get your, I promise our listeners, I wasn't on weed. I have not smoked. That for some reason was how I used to talk. That's I don't remember that.
Well, good.
Goddamn.
But I also I don't remember an air show, and
I don't remember an air show.
I don't know that. Yeah, if that was a thing, it's apparently now stopped, or maybe I just missed it. Maybe it's early in the afternoon. Do you think it's earlier?
Were we that there early? Gosh darn it, were we that there early? Jesus Christ, we just got off the boat from the U.S. Where's the air show? Excuse me, I'm looking for the American flag. God damn. I'm sorry.
That works. It was good. It was exciting.
It sounds so good.
Admittedly, a bit nerves. I'm so glad
I bought a thesaurus. Like
I build up in my brain, in my mind, what it's supposed to be like and what I'm supposed to be like. And
that's when I first used my thesaurus.
If I
went from brain
from
to mind.
Script and that, you know, I put in my brain and don't actually tell anybody else. I tend
also,
to
this is still true. I have not changed.
So once we got there, I had a
in
couple
7 years
campaign. I pretty much sculled the first one. And
it's true.
Yep, legit.
The second. But yeah.
I think there's always a lot of pressure that people put on themselves for holidays, and you know, particularly New Year's, because everybody thinks, oh, it's supposed to be this great big party holiday and whatnot. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, at the end of the day, as long as you're having fun and enjoying yourself. And that's kind of why we wanted to go to this party, because we wanted to check it out. And we wanted to, you know, be around people who were like-minded and, you know, have similar interests to us.
Angela
in
used
some
to be
respects,
part snake.
And just meet a lot of new people as well.
And that's a good thing to point out, because this was a party that integrated both
the swinger culture and
more vanilla folk.
Yeah.
This wasn't just a whole group of swingers.
Oh.
So it was very kind of interesting. All of us that
I sound
were going
like
on to
I sound like I'm piloting a plane
afterward.
Do you want me to set this on like 1.25 as we listen to it?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will fasten your safety belts and return to your seats.
All right.
We all had wristbands on.
Maybe we should drink when you say instead.
If we do, well, we're going to open another bottle of wine.
And I think we're going to wear a scarlet letter A.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, I think that's what everybody expects us. Our folks to do. But yeah, no, it.
Yeah, no, I still do that.
So we were integrating with more vanilla people, which is absolutely fine.
They're all right.
You know, but it's interesting as well, because as the night went on, so anybody who doesn't know, the Sydney does two sets of fireworks. The first set is at 9 p.m.
That one I still remember.
Second set, of course, is at midnight.
For the kids.
And, you know, the first set, you. it's basically for the kids. You put them to bed.
Good job, Angela.
Or whatever. And then the second.
I know why you do adults. It.
But after that first set of fireworks, we started grouping together. Mm-hmm. Everybody with wristbands all started getting together and chit-chatting and talking.
Swingers on this side, fiddle folk on this side.
That we're hoping to catch up with in the near future. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
It was a very positive environment.
Yeah, it was really good. A lot of people just walking up. And this is where I'll talk about a bit about Mrs. Adam. The dress that she wore, as she said, was latex. And there's pictures on Twitter that I've posted. So
go back 7 years, you'll find them.
You can see some of those pictures. But it was pretty awesome because random people would walk up to her and just... Because she looks stunning. She is stunning.
She's all right.
Some things never change.
And comment on the dress. And yeah, it was one of those awesome things where she's got a zipper that goes from her left shoulder down across her body and to her right hip. And everybody wanted to pull that zipper.
I think we needed to have a do not pull tag on it.
Yeah. We kept referring to it as a grenade.
Yeah.
If you pull it, she's just going to explode and there's going to be little bits of her everywhere.
There's going to be boobs everywhere.
But that happened later. We'll get to that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, so she was very popular in her very lovely, shiny dress. Seriously, it was so
shiny. I think you over-embellished this a bit.
She walked upstairs.
You were very popular.
I could see my face in her ass.
And I could see my face in your ass.
That's true. That's true.
It was very shiny.
It was very shiny.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it was a good party. We really enjoyed it. We had you know, good conversations, met some really nice people.
Fuck, the fireworks dude, get to the fucking...
were absolutely amazing. And I think what was great about it is it was sort of that, as New Year's Eve is, you know, it constantly builds toward midnight.
How over?
There was that wonderful sexual tension that was in the air because
I'm so sorry.
We all knew where we were going afterwards.
Yeah.
So
did I just explain New Year's Eve? I just explained New Year's Eve. Oh, yeah, it's, you may not be aware of this, but New Year's Eve. Well, you know, you're going towards midnight. A lot of people don't realize that. And midnight comes up to you, tears in its eyes, and it's saying, oh, Bradford, I missed you this year. Well, you didn't spend nearly enough time. I'm somewhere between Trump and Nixon, and it's kind of like I'm going for this. I like it.
I think what you were trying to say was, and you may have, I don't know, we probably talked over it, but the tension was building because, like, all of us swinger people knew that we were going to go to the club afterwards.
Yes.
And we were going to hopefully...
This is exactly what I should have said.
Right. Hopefully fuck some people, right? And so I think it was that tension that was building. You're not saying that, like, New Year's Eve is building up to the fireworks because, duh. Like, that happens every year. But, like, that the swingers, because it's like, okay, like, once the fireworks happen, the real fireworks happen.
Angela, this was a special year. This was the New Year's Eve 2015.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first year that we actually built towards midnight. Don't know if you knew that.
All right, let's continue on.
We were very excited and very looking forward to going to that. And a little bit of playful flirting amongst couples and groups and whatnot. Yeah. And it was good. I will say, as a bit of a side, being a bisexual male in a, it's interesting, the swinger community is much more open to bisexuality amongst females than it is amongst males.
Yep.
Yep.
Which is a bit of a bummer.
I think that's society in general, but yes.
Yeah.
Even, I guess you should say even in the swinger community.
Yeah, I should say even in the swinger community. Because, you know, Mrs. Adam here, she had many, you know, girls come up and grope her, you know, not...
You know.
Not overtly.
Not overtly, but, you know, a friendly pat on the ass or... You know, grabbing her waist, or
now you have to drink everything. You know,
sweet.
Even just putting your arm around someone. And,
Whereas with guys, that's not accepted. I don't have an understanding of that, and I refuse to believe that bisexuality amongst males is more rare than bisexuality amongst females. We're all human.
And are we?
Yeah. So that's a bit of a bummer because. You know, it's hard to be a bi guy in a group like this and see all these attractive guys and want to flirt with them a bit, but not really.
Because you want to be playful just like the girls are.
Yeah, exactly.
And why should it be any different?
You want to feel cute.
It's not.
You want to feel cute.
Nothing ugly. It's just, we're just trying to be I'm all just trying to be friends here. But yeah, so there was a lot of play and watching Mrs. Adam here, you know, flirt with the girls, and that was always...
So I will say something I am kind of proud of myself, as I am a lot more, I don't care whether you're straight or whatever, I'm going to be flirty.
Yeah.
And so at least I have grown from that in the last 7 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't, I will say that you don't hold yourself back near as much. And we could probably listen to the podcast and figure out where along that shift happened. I'm going to guess it was between, this is a wide range, but between 50 and 100. Is probably whatever year
I thought
that
you were talking
was.
About my age. I was like, bitch, I ain't 50 yet.
No.
God damn.
No, episodes. I don't know what years that was. But I feel like, because we got into it a fair bit, and you did hold yourself back a lot, flirting with guys and stuff. Yeah. But then at some point, you did just be kind of were like, you know what? I'm just going to do me and not push yourself on people, but also sort of
still
put yourself
offer myself
out there.
Up yeah. to people, you know, yeah. as you do.
Yeah. And also, when you're in that environment, you can be flirty and people can be flirty back, and it may or may not lead to anything. But
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Everything, right?
Yeah, it should be a safe space.
Yeah.
And all. But there's still that bit of that underlying stress. And again, perhaps I just need a couple more drinks. But I tend to be really conscientious of who I flirt with and how I flirt, because I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, you just need a few more years.
Yeah.
You will grow into it, my son.
Perhaps that's something I need to fix amongst myself.
Well, I think it's a bit of, you know, you have to be conscious of how receptive, when you're flirting with a guy, how receptive they are. But also, you know, it's a bit on them as to how willing they are to show their receptiveness, because they may be okay with it, but in a very public setting, it can be that societal pressure of, do I show that it's okay or not? Whereas in a more...
We actually do see that still.
Yeah, absolutely.
More private setting, like at the club later on, it may be more acceptable.
True.
You know?
True. But, you know, it's funny because,
you know,
like I flirted with a couple of guys and it went pretty well. But again, I tend to hold myself back. I really do hold myself back.
You don't hold yourself back anymore.
I don't want to say I'm ashamed, because I'm absolutely not. I like the cock. What can I say? But
still do.
I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable.
Still true.
I think I do that with women as well. I don't think I'm not an aggressive flirter. I'm an aggressive recipient of flirts. Flirt away.
You're an aggressive flirter. Come on.
It's really funny. I'm an aggressive flirter, but I am not a closer. I think I'll still say that.
Okay, maybe. Because you flirt with people everywhere all the time.
Yeah. I'm constantly flirting.
That's you.
So I think that Passford was drunk.
Or hungover, because this was the day after.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, female, I don't care. I like being told I'm pretty.
You are pretty.
Oh.
All still true.
My eyes. Mm-hmm. So the pre-party was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, actually.
Right, get to the club.
Definitely foresee us going back to that next year, because it was a great venue.
It was a good time. It was a good venue. Great. It
sounds like a good time.
The food was good.
Doesn't it?
Does. It's
a very enjoyable experience all around.
Very enjoyable experience.
Really negative to say about.
So if hello, dear listener, and welcome to Moments with Bradford. If we've ever had an intimate moment, and you say it was a very good time, but you say it like this, you know, it was a very good time. It was not a good time.
We may have been a little tired when we were doing this, but still, yes.
Very good time.
We could have used a little more enthusiasm.
Very good time. It was like that time I went to the urologist. It was a very good time.
You mean you don't enjoy that? Come on.
The pre-party.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, it was quite good.
Yeah.
Right.
So after the fireworks, the big show,
big bang a bang,
Mrs. Adam made the run to the bathroom, which we all knew would take good forever. And 10 minutes later, she finally made it back.
I thought you were dead
halfway because of the latex dress. And
10 minutes isn't bad.
Up and down, I imagine, but mostly because everybody and their mother was going to the bathroom as well, and so poor girl had to stand in line for.
Oh, poor me.
So, while she did that.
10 minutes isn't bad.
What I said.
Right.
We're not used to that.
No.
Girls
always have to wait.
Like in boy lines.
My urinal.
Yeah.
I just point and shoot.
Yeah.
It's great.
Girls always have to wait.
I'm a DLSR.
Um, How do you girls do it?
It's tough being a girl.
It's all planning.
Yeah.
You plan to pee.
You have to go before you have to go.
I love it. Yeah, so we got ourselves put together, had our alcohol, and this is actually, I'm diverting again.
Shocker.
So this is actually the first club that we had gotten ready to go to since we went in the States. And when we went in the States, it was done a bit differently. Down here, they put numbers on your alcohol, and that was a big shock to us, which apparently...
Well, that way you can tell, you know, whose belongs to who, because it's all BYO, and so that way you know that it's yours and whatever.
Genius.
Yeah.
It's genius. I just was like, oh, look.
See, Lawrence, I called you a genius.
This is where my alcohol is.
Hold on. We need to revisit that. Bradford, what did you say?
I said that Lawrence was a genius, and I can't wait for the moment where he's like, I actually just thought of that.
Either way, they're both genius.
Genius.
Gathered up our alcohol, and we walked the block and a half to the club. The club is very, almost hidden. I love it. It's sort of, it harks
still true.
Back to the speakeasy thing.
This was the old venue.
Walk around the corner, you read a little button, and, you know,
still true.
Voice comes across and goes, who goes there?
Still true.
I don't really like that, but.
In your head it is.
In my head it was.
Yeah.
And then exactly you say the password, like. And you know, the secret handshake, and then they let you in. Mm-hmm. We walked in. I got to say, I was really impressed amongst when we first walked into our secret spot. Was instantly, I'm not going to say taken aback, but I was like, wow, this is not exactly what I was expecting. It was a pop.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. I'm going to say, I'm sure I'll say, but but I'll say it very slowly. What I was expecting was a play. But honestly, I was probably, knowing Passford, I was probably expecting some New York slum, like the entrance to a subway, not the restaurant, but like,
I don't know if it smells like that. I'm kind of, I
love the smell of subways. Yeah, I walked by one the other day and I was like,
but do you want it to smell that yeasty at a swingers club?
Yes, but in some countries in Europe, you can't call it bread. It's got to be called cake because of the amount of sweetness down there. That's like you. Your lady area.
Yeasty or sweet or what are we talking about?
Like a cinnamon scroll. Got just layers and layers and you're like, nom, 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 nom. You're like, this tastes actually delightful. Okay. No, I was probably expecting some rundown, like a speakeasy.
Seedy.
Yeah. I think that's probably it. Yeah. Okay. We'll see what I really thought.
The thing though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You agree?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So amongst first walking in, it was very
don't be descriptive
clean.
Password.
It was packed to the gills with folks.
So true.
And from what we hear, that it was a little more packed than normal, I'm sure because of the New Year's festivities and, you know, a lot of people coming straight out the other party. And Mr. Adam may get to this later.
Sorry, but I've just noticed something. We talk in this in the past. We have completely edited out all of our explicit language. There's not a lot of, there's no fucks. There's no goddams.
We like auto-corrected ourselves before we ever spoke.
Right. And like, I'm listening to you.
These aren't edited. Like, I didn't do any editing then.
Yeah, but we're talking like we're talking to our parents about
this. It's so true.
And it's like, I'm listening to what you just said. Like me saying it's packed to the gills. I don't think I have ever said that ever. And that's including on this podcast. So, and then you just said something that made me think like, holy shit, we sound like we're a Victorian couple. Oh, and then Lady Adam and I walked in and it was packed to the gills. So I donned my hat and I said, good day, sir. May I fuck your wife?
It's probably that from what we've heard, it was busier than usual.
Yes, right. Well, I'm going to get a Jolly Rogering.
Which I will say, I mean, it was, I think there were, 120, I don't know, more than 100 people that did leave one party and go in there all at once. So it was like crazy packed all at once.
The third ring of hell is what it was, let me be honest.
We'll see if we describe that or if we just totally skip over that.
Sure, skip ahead. This was also back when we probably were trying to not make enemies.
Oh, yeah. We don't care about that anymore.
Come at me, bro.
That did clear out after a little while. A lot of folks left after the first hour, hour and a half or so. I think it was busier than normal, but that was to be expected. I mean, any kind of holiday like this
is actually
still true.
Be
a lot busier than 100%. Normal.
So it's funny because I'm going to touch on that a bit.
Oh, funny, haha.
The main story, but we're going to go off on a tangent.
Oh, good.
Rant.
That's what we do.
Good. Another tangent.
I'm a ranter, and I'm going to sound like I'm an elitist.
And I still like
you are.
Spoiler alert, I am.
One of the things that we ran across was many of these people were clearly going out only because it was New Year's Eve.
Fucking run.
Admittedly.
Was it raining?
Said that there? The only reason we went was because it was a party and we wanted to check out the club.
Okay, so arguably it is possible because there was one January when we lived in that apartment that it rained for an entire week at a time constantly. And I was so angry because there was no sunshine, no stop to the rain. That? So it's very possible that was that year. I don't know. Yeah, I was very angry.
You were very angry for a while.
Yeah, I need my sunshine. So anyway, continuing on. But it probably was raining in our little cave.
It sounds like it's...
in our cave by the ocean, it was raining. I mean, it sounds romantic, actually.
It's like, yeah, like Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
You and me, Mr. T. Oh, I know you love it.
But...
wine. That's wine.
Is one of us peeing?
No, that's wine.
It's the only reason they were coming to.
Wait a minute. Leave. So I heard the sound of you unscrewing the wine just like 30 seconds ago. Leave that in there so that people know that we are still, we still have a problem. Oi! Sorry, the dog just knocked over the bottle of wine.
He's an alcoholic too.
He was licking the outside of the bottle.
No, he's a smart dog. It's good wine. He has good taste.
In fact, one of the folks that we talked to, this was their first time.
Yeah.
And it's just...
And the only time that they do play or do anything like that might be New Year's Eve. Yeah.
This is not the time to do this, folks. If you are new and you are trying to...
I do believe this.
Still know, true.
Break out and do something different. Much like you should never make a resolution on New Year's Eve, don't start swinging. On New Year's Eve, because it's going to be a bad experience. It's overrun. There's just a lot of folks out there, and I mean, if you're going with the shotgun approach, maybe, but I don't think this is. My advice to you is go on some other random non-holiday weekend.
Yeah,
good advice, Bastard.
Look at you, good advice.
I think they do it once a month at least. They have like newbie night where they invite new people who are, you know, typically this may be their first time or they're very young in the swinger lifestyle. Do that.
Agreed.
Don't go on New Year's Eve because everybody and their brother is there.
Agreed.
It's a little
unless you're into their brother.
Gotta say, you know, you want to keep it in the family, but right.
There you go, brother.
From the southeast. Yeah. They just passed that law where you're from, where you can divorce your wife, but she's still your sister.
Goddamn, my jokes don't change.
Nope. How many people out there who know us have heard that come out of Bradford's mouth at least 3 times?
So I'm gonna say that to our Discord listeners specifically. Many of you we have met face to face. We've had spent some amount of time with. If you've heard me say that, please call me out. The other one
that you say a lot? Teeth brush.
Oh, no. The other one I say a lot is where I'm from, we don't have family trees. We got sticks.
Yep. I'd say that's the second most common. And then probably the teeth brush is 3. Yeah.
You're going to hear that joke again, I promise.
Yeah.
See?
I love that joke. But
it's funny.
But it's true. Everybody's out there. And it's just, it's hard to...
So it can
be
hard
to focus even just because there's so many people.
Yeah.
Get a bit overstimulated, a bit like, where do I look? What do I do? I don't know.
It gets to be intense.
Yeah.
It's
like sex in the circus.
If you are overwhelmed, it is not
fucking intense.
A
fun
experience for you. And walking around the club, seeing people playing and seeing a few people just watching and a couple of the fights that we heard while we were there amongst couples.
Now, we're not going to say like not fist fights. But verbal arguments.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing in at 69 kilograms, we have B. Radford. Woo! I weigh so much more than 69 now, but
We were both thinner back then.
That was Passford.
Age, time, it happens.
It's obvious.
Arguments, but yeah.
See?
Yeah. Running out the door and slamming the door. That
well, I don't think that's a normal thing, but yeah.
Well, still, but that's, yeah. You know, it's...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Are you sick of going to a swingers club with your partner and having an argument? Well, you know one way to get rid of that is to get rid of your partner. And the best thing you can do for that is going to adamandeve.com. That's right. At adamandeve.com, you don't need a human partner. You can find a dildo or a thing to put your junk in or butt plugs or lube or cock rings, everything that your partner already does. But Adam and Eve does it better. That's right. Go to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI. And you will get one item at 50% off, which is a lot more than your partner takes off when you go to swingers clubs on New Year's Eve. You'll also get 666 videos on demand, which is more videos on demand than your partner has ever wanted to do. You'll also get some extra things thrown in your box that your partner just can't do. And you know what's better? Free shipping. That's right, worldwide free shipping. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI, going to adamandeve.com. You've heard us talk about it before, friends and family. Curious Humans game is, like, it's the fucking game. You definitely want it. You know why you want it? It's because it'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It'll make you talk. Go to CuriousHumanGames.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. And you'll get a box of questions like this. This is a red one from the general pack. It's a little naughty, and I like a little naughty. I have had sex while wearing a costume. So for the record, I don't like the word costume. I use a fursona. But yes, I have totally had sex while in fox form and probably other forms, but that's definitely for me. Mm. Angela, have you had sex while in costume?
I could not tell you a specific example.
I can.
But I'm going to assume, I'm going to assume that yes, probably, because, I mean, costumes and... Oh, are we talking about, like... Wait, are we also talking like latex things and stuff like that?
Well, that as well. We've got videos of you sexually torturing the gentleman while wearing a nurse's costume. I'm going to say costume because it is full latex nurse mode.
I mean, technically costume's anything other than...
And then also, clothing, one of my favorite times was fucking you behind from behind while you had little mouse ears. I was in full fox form and I was pulling your tail. So, look, it happens.
I do like the tail.
Curious Humans game. This is how you're going to get questions like this amongst your friends and play friends. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI.
All right, let's continue on.
Go on, password.
It's overwhelming, and emotions and alcohol tends to run freely, which is another thing that I think is a bad mix. Don't mix too much alcohol and then start swinging. So back to the main story.
Walking in. Yep, sorry.
Too late.
I diverted for a bit.
We both diverted for a bit. So we get in, really impressive place. Nice little seating area when you first walk in. The next room has a stripper's pole, which C did a wonderful routine on later on. That was really impressive. That girl got game. That's all I'm going to say. She got game. We tried to convince Mrs. Adam, who has done classes in the past, to do it, but the most that we could get her to do is commit to doing another class. See you later on. So looking forward to round two of that. Anyway.
Spoiler alert.
Maybe at a later date.
She did. Off our alcohol at the little booth. Then we went to the locker room, and we stood for a very long time, because I think in a room that was probably meant to hold at tops 8 people, there was probably 14 to 16 people in there when we first got in.
Yeah, because there were so many people going all at the same time that everybody's trying to change and put their things away and whatnot. Whereas, you know, on a normal evening, that's spaced out over, you know, the course of the night, because everybody's getting there at different times. It's staggered a bit, whereas this...
I love that you were rational back then and I wasn't. It's still like normal. It's still like today.
I'm actually going to, from memory, I would say there are probably more than 14 or 16 people in there.
And
there
I'm going to say that more than 8 people could probably fit in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was underestimating, and you are actually, what's the word? Properly. There's the word. Properly estimating.
It's also looking at how many people can you comfortably fit in there to be changing also at a time?
How many of you are professional clowns?
Yeah, yeah. How many were out of that group, do you think?
Only us.
Right.
Only me. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Particular, you know, New Year's Eve, everybody was going all at once. So we just kind of stood back, let it clear out a bit, and then went in.
Yeah, hashtag swinger problems, hashtag New Year's Eve.
I was using hashtags back then.
Patience.
It was all about patience to begin with.
So true.
Oldford.
So Mrs. Adam unzipped that lovely dress. I think the biggest problem about that was she did it in this locker changing room area.
The biggest problem about that was the fucking layer of sweat that was under the, like, I'm probably going to say something cute and sexy, but let's be realistic. The biggest problem about that was that latex doesn't breathe well and doesn't exude moisture at all. And so when we unzipped you, you were covered. You were glistening.
Also, keep in mind that New Year's Eve in Sydney is summertime.
That's right. It was fucking 35 degrees. So
it's nice and warm.
Celsius people. I speak Celsius now.
Yeah.
Oldford didn't.
Mm. The world did not get to appreciate her lovely breasts bouncing out all over the place. And
my glistening breasts.
You were spitzing like a son of a bitch.
Opportunities.
Yeah, that's true, but that image will forever be beautifully, beautifully replayed in my mind.
Aww. Time has only added moisture.
You were a lot sweeter back then.
So time has only added sweat. Am I not sweet anymore? Okay, podcast listeners, let me know. Am I not sweet anymore?
Yeah, she changed into this really nice, I always call it her Sergeant Pepper lingerie.
Oh, I do like that.
Bra and panties and really nice garter belt. And it's kind of red and black and has a little gold buttons on it, because she looks like she should be marching in Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But yeah, so she changed into that. Stripped out of my shirt and went just black jeans and barefoot and shirtless for a while. Mm-hmm. So we left the locker room.
Sexy beast that you are.
Which again, was well appointed, was well put out. It was
well put out.
Okay, so I honestly think
it was
now,
well appointed.
I think that OSS needs that on a t-shirt. Our secret spot. Well appointed, well put out. God damn.
I can't say really anything negative so far about the club.
So no. Far.
It was a good place.
Give me time, baby.
But we left... we left the locker room, and what did we do? Oh, so the first thing we did was we lost C&D.
Yes. So we took a little self-tour around the club as we were looking for them and discovering all the different rooms and what they had.
And I think that's another thing. Again, newbies, don't go on New Year's Eve, because under a normal situation, I'm going to call them the host and hostess, the host and hostess of our secret spot. Under a normal situation in most... clubs like this, they will take you on a tour and show you all the different rooms, all the different accoutrements, and just give
Big
you
word.
Kind of a walking tour of it. they were covered the fuck up. There were so many people there. They just didn't have time.
Yeah.
And it's not a bash against them or a sign of quality of them. They were busy helping people.
Yeah.
I'm much nicer now.
And it wasn't
than,
too bad for us
than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah. I'll say there is truly only so much you can do. So
I remember in my mind being much crueler than I am. And I'm very nice.
Well, we still have 33 minutes. Let's see where we get to.
Cool.
Been in other clubs before, and so you
wasn't new for us.
Yeah, so you kind of know generally what to look for, what there's going to be, you know what to expect. But if you haven't been before, or you know aren't really sure, then you definitely want to wait until there's a time when you can have someone show you around.
Yeah,
and introduce you to this is that whatever, this is what this room is for, that kind of thing. And yeah, but they were super, super busy. So
I immediately walked up the first set of stairs I saw because I thought, oh, well, maybe they went upstairs, not realizing that the layout of the club is I'm going to say 90% of the playrooms are upstairs, and the
actually all of them
downstairs is meant for sort of a meet and mingle kind of situation. So I went upstairs and it ended up being a group playroom with a spa, jacuzzi, tub, whatever you want to call it.
And orgy room.
There was the old playroom downstairs.
And walked in on, I don't
know, voyeur room.
People fucking up the bed. And I thought to myself, self, well done. This is just awesome. Because, I mean, who doesn't like to watch people having sex on the bed? I don't care what they look like.
For the record, I now talk to myself a little better. And I don't say things like, self, well done. Well done, sir. That was a good jolly rogering.
I was thinking, well done, chap.
Pip, pip. I now say, wow, god damn. Good job, Bradford.
It's always arousing to watch people have sex. It's
still true.
It's like watching pure happiness. It's like watching bees make honey. Like, this is what we're meant to be.
Okay, I like that analogy. Mm-hmm. I will say that was a good analogy.
C&D weren't up there, so I politely stared for another good 45 seconds.
Four minutes.
Touched myself a bit and then walked back down the stairs.
Touched myself a bit.
So I guess we found C&D sitting on one of the couches.
Yeah, in the meet mingle area. Yeah,
why didn't we look there first?
Again, another
sign. We want to see sexy things.
The club was over full.
We didn't know the layout yet.
Blatantly playing in the meet and mingle area.
Yeah.
Which typically is.
And it could also be people that, you know, either just because it was busy, or people maybe that didn't realize that you're not really supposed to down there.
It's not a hard rule, but it is a
suggestion.
Yeah.
I will still say that on the really, really busy nights, like the big party nights, like New Year's Eve, Halloween, the birthday, etc., that there will be play everywhere because there's no space. There's so many people. So expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. You don't want to walk into anywhere. You want to have safe places. I think that's one of the another big positive about many of these clubs is they have these safe areas where, let's be realistic, if you get overstimulated and you're like, I need to get away from sex, you can go down to these mingle areas.
Just chill out.
Should we be realistic?
You're just sort of chilling the hell out, and that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But we had kind of done a quick pass through all the rooms upstairs, and they were all chock full with people. So we went downstairs and chatted and had a glass of wine for a bit. And then I reckon we went into the, I'm not going to call it a torture room. That seems like a strong word.
Oh, you didn't know what torture was.
God, see, God. Passford. No. No. No.
All right. Let's listen.
I mean, I already hate myself.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm better than that.
Yeah, you are. You've grown. You've grown as a human.
I want to apologize to our moderator on our Discord channel. He will flog me with a cat of nine tails.
And you will love it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. A cat five of nine tails.
And you will love it.
It's totally true.
I should say at this point as well, I had, we're going to go on another tangent.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You like those.
Again. So I had, and I'm calling it a dog collar. I had a dog collar on.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Right. Actually.
Still probably
it
true.
It is not a dog collar. It is not a collar meant for a dog. It
probably was.
However, actually, yeah. I am from the South, and we don't put collars on many things that aren't dogs.
All right, fine. We don't collar cows.
I had a collar on a cow once, but come on. So I got this collar on as well from Max Black. Thank you, Max Black. Where's my VIP card? Seriously. I had my dog collar on, and we're going to jump back in the story a bit, and was talking to a nice lady at the beforehand party mm-hmm. in the penthouse, and I commented, she was wearing a collar as well, and I just commented on it being a lovely dog collar. And she looks at me and goes, well, I'm not a dog. It's not. She goes, what'd you call this? It's not a dog collar. I'm not a dog. Granted, you're not a dog. You're a lovely lady.
You sound like a bitch.
I mean, I think her reaction was fair.
Very pretty. But I don't know. I feel like...
It's so for us, and maybe it is just coming from the South, but it's ingrained in us, I'm going to say culturally, but that's just what you call it. I mean, growing up, we all had dogs, and it was always...
See, past Angela liked it.
Because a collar cannot just be a collar. It has to be a dog collar. But, I mean, it was a dog collar. But we also didn't collar cats and stuff. But here, now in the city, we see collared cats, and you see collared...
We do see collared cats.
And we see collared people, and you see collared everything.
It's true.
But, you know, we were very naive.
We were.
The dog collar, and I realized that, you know, it's... No, I mean, Mr. Adam is not a dog by any means.
Yeah, you are.
A fox.
Yeah. Though.
But it's just it's just a term. It's just a word.
It's just words. And it's
and I under.
But words have power. Hmm.
Only the power you give them.
True. Fair enough. I mean, there are also societal powers to words and things. And you have
fair
to
enough.
Take that
but
into
only
account.
The power that we give them. Words only have the power we give them.
Yeah.
Understand that some people could mistake it, you know, that it is for subs and not for dogs, but it at the same time for us when we're talking about it to each other, that's what we say. And I don't think
not anymore
taking offense to it, but I suppose maybe when talking to others, maybe we should be more conscious of that. I don't know.
Yeah, or other people.
Yes, we should.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a term.
It's just a word.
Yeah.
And words, like everything else, it's not the word is not the bad thing. It's the intention behind it.
I still stand behind that.
And you didn't say it in a bad way. You didn't say it.
Dog collar.
Yeah. No, you didn't say it in a demeaning way.
You said it in a naive way.
Yeah.
I just don't understand people.
So I will say that's one thing to keep in mind is that you said it very naively, right? And she got offended. Maybe she's had experiences in the past. But I also think that's a lesson to ourselves, and I'm talking to myself to keep this in mind when I encounter people who say and do things like that, is that it's a teaching moment. And I will say that our dear friend Naughty out in WA is really good at those teaching moments.
Yeah.
And we should probably channel him more in those times.
Agreed.
Because he's really good about calling people out and saying, no, actually, that's not the thing. And then telling them what is appropriate.
Yeah.
And so I think...
And he's also really good when he misspeaks, correcting himself and not fucking up again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we can all learn from Naughty. Love you, Naughty.
Love you, Naughty.
It goes back to the labels thing. I think I mentioned to it last time. I love to be labeled, but I don't like labels. And this is part of the reason I don't like labels is because you say the wrong thing and somebody, you know, gets very upset. And I don't.
Okay, like, cut to the chase, Oldford.
I really don't.
Skip ahead.
Mrs. Adam has a leash. In fact, she...
Moving on, Jesus Christ.
Let it go.
From Max Black. Where is my VIP card? Once we got a dog, she could walk the dog with the same leash as she walked me with.
Actually still do.
Still happens. I'm just
going
to stick to the...
It's for...
Damn it,
its purpose.
Anyway, so...
Whatever scenario you use it in, it has its purpose.
Let's go back to the main story. So. Soapbox once again shoved to the side, and I am stepping down.
Thank God. Yeah. Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's on the Google. I don't know what she's searching for.
I was just trying to see if that particular room had a particular name.
Oh, not the torture room.
Website.
But I'm not sure that it does, or I can find it quickly anyway.
I think they called it the foyer room.
It's a playroom. And in this playroom, there are stocks. And
bonds.
Stocks, I don't mean and bonds. Well, actually, interesting. Wow. Mind blown. Stocks and bonds. God, I should have been a financier.
Should have.
No, the stocks where you put your head and kind of arms through and your
there's a CBT chair. I love that one.
I don't remember what the cross is called. It's like a Jacob's cross or.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Baby Bradford.
Oh, I'm sorry, not a Jacob's cross. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Baby Bradford. All right, let's continue listening. This is fun now.
This is horrible.
Something like that.
It's somebody's cross. Anyway, so you get into this room.
Is it Jesus's?
I think it was Lawrence's. That's a St. Lawrence cross.
Room, and there's all these lovely floggers and whips and crops. Oh, my. I felt like Alice in Wonderland.
Mr. Adam likes a little bit of pain, in case you have not figured that out.
Oh, God.
Wait. Damn it, Bradford. You just made a Dorothy Wizard of Oz quote, but you said, I felt like Alice in Wonderland. That's worse than a mixed metaphor.
I whip me.
If
you can make me cry, then... challenge.
We just have to hide your bourbon.
I was just saying, all you have to do is tell me you love me. And I'm worth it.
Uh-huh. Now we just hide your bourbon.
That too.
That's a challenge. No one's ever made me cry.
Yeah. That's not true anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'm remembering a time when little Jess whipped me mm-hmm. with a flogger. I cried.
It was with a whip. And there was the wraparound?
No, it was a flogger with wraparound.
Oh, was that a flogger?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I still love you, little Jess, but goddamn.
She's learned since then. She's gotten better.
She's much better now.
Bit of time in that room.
Yes. So I got
for a little while.
I got tied down to the giant cross, which I don't know the name, but I'll figure it out later.
Glad you did your research.
Adam. Mrs. Adam. They beat the hell out of me. It was great. For a while, it was very good cop, bad cop. This room has curtains as well, so anybody passing by can stop and stare. And I think at one point, we had quite an audience.
There was a bit of an audience.
I think there was maybe 10, 12 people.
It all checks out.
I'm sorry, it's a St. Andrew's cross.
Good for me!
Yay! Well done, Bradford.
I love them saints. so I was tied down to that, and they were whipping and smacking and... It was good cop, bad cop, in which Mrs. Adam would flog me for a little while, and C would make these really sweet, kind, like soft kisses on the back of my neck and kiss on my ear and cheek, and she was so sweet, and then she would hit me. Great.
I know that there is like 7 people out there who still religiously listen to us that have experienced that exact same thing. And I'm going to say the vast majority of them in the past 6 weeks. Still true.
And occasionally even D-Man got in on it.
Yeah.
He had the riding crop, and I have to, you know, the ladies were good, but that boy's got some muscles in his wrists and arms, because the ones that
strong boy.
And the ones I remember and the ones that left a mark were the ones I'm pretty sure that he whipped me with. And that was...
I think everyone had fun in that room.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good times.
It is always fun to tag team someone.
But it is nice because agreed. In that room, as Mr. Adam alluded to, there are curtains, and so you can draw the curtains if you don't want people to watch, or you can open them if you do. And at first we had them open. I think we actually went in there twice, and the first time the curtains were open, and then the second time they were drawn when we went in, so we just didn't even think twice to open them. But a few people kind of opened them a little bit and peeked in. Oh, and
rude.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Cool.
Don't do that. If the curtains are closed, it means fucking stay out.
Yes.
That again goes back to New Year's Eve newbies.
Yeah.
People who do not know how to behave.
We were newbies.
They think these are the
same. We were high and mighty.
I'm going to say it, and I'm going to get yelled at, I'm sure, by some out there. These are the same people that don't understand the rules of consent. No means no. And
oh, I was right.
A closed curtain is,
well done,
is a firm and strong no. So if you don't understand that, that is...
Just sit back and listen, but you don't need to watch if the curtain's closed.
If the curtain's closed, you're not invited. You're not part of that party. So, we left that room and went... after that time. We mm-hmm. went wandering around again. We sat in the main opening room for a little while, and again, typically not a room that you would have any kind of sexual activity in, but we did watch a couple of ladies
having some fun together.
Having some fun together, yeah. Almost went into the South Park finger bang song.
Finger bang, bang you all through the night.
Things, I'm not going to sing it.
Well,
just did. You just did.
Fantastic song, and it gets stuck in your head. So
present for present for Will.
So yeah, we sat out there for a little while, had a few more drinks. We kicked around the idea of leaving at that time again because it was so bloody crowded. Every room was just covered up.
But we hung out for a bit longer. We stuck it out
a bit longer, and then made it back into the St. Andrew's Cross room, dungeon room. This time we got C up there on the cross, and
got you. Adam
just said it, Passford.
D took their turns playing with her. I tried to play good cop, but I am clearly not either. I am neither a good cop nor a bad cop. I'm just a bad cop.
Are you like chaotic neutral?
Touched myself while they touched her with some of the leather goods.
I'm better now.
Again,
yeah, I like hurting people now.
Night, we had another couple come in, and they watched for a while, and that was fine because the door was open. They were allowed to come in and watch. But then the lady came up behind Mrs. Adam and started groping on her and playing with her, again, without asking. And
And it's okay to do that, but just ask. Yeah. Or, you know,
may I play? Is that hard to say?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I join in? I don't know. I still have issues with. I have so many.
It must be a hard concept.
I'm very strong into consent. Consent is such an important thing.
It's imperative. Yeah.
I still am.
In this world, mm-hmm. in this lifestyle, if you aren't explicitly asked to join or asked to play, you don't. You don't just assume. Just because you're in a club that could be considered a sex club or is a sex club doesn't mean that you're free to have sex.
It doesn't give you carte blanche to do whatever you want.
No. So be polite, people.
Yeah.
Ask.
Yeah.
May
be
I?
Good
I?
People.
Should I?
Yeah.
Could I?
Good human.
It's not hard. Anyway. Again,
yeah, so and as soon as she did, I did step back and made it very clear that that's not acceptable. Yeah. And she got it. She stepped back. She didn't do it anymore.
And then they left.
Yeah.
Call people out.
Good times.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I got another turn on the on the cross,
the Jacob's cross.
Shut up.
Even more fantastic.
Oh my god, it was awesome. Because I started mocking the girls, making fun of their style and how hard they could
hit. So we started hitting harder.
So they did. And my back, I still have marks now. And that's been nearly 24 hours. But they're good marks.
Fun marks.
Fun marks. We played in that room for a little while longer. Yeah, in fact, if you have never had your bare ass hit with a riding crop, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Not everyone's into that.
Not everyone's into that, but give it a shot.
You always have to. So our theory is that we always give it a try.
Yep.
You know, we don't like it until we try. I mean, now there are some things, of course, that are far over our lines.
Two girls, one cup is a no.
But in a lot of ways, you know, it's like, well, we don't know if we like it or not. So we'll give most anything a try once and just to see. And it doesn't mean we're going to do it again. We'll talk about it and determine if we liked it or if we didn't, or what we liked or didn't like. But maybe something we need to alter a little bit. But Mr. Adam is definitely into pain. And so I'm more than willing to give it to him.
We should do a show in the future on our just things that we've tried.
That
oh my god,
one,
do you think we'll ever do one of those?
That would be fun.
No. No.
You think we'll do a show?
Doesn't sound like us.
That could be entertaining.
It doesn't sound like us.
We sort of considered, I don't even know if it's really a real word, but I always say trisexual. You have
it
to
is
try
now.
Something before you can say, yeah, I don't like it.
Agreed.
Because many times
it's like food.
Yeah.
There's a lot of food that you
it sounds gross. Once you put it in your mouth, you're like,
Exactly. So just give it a try.
That's right.
Or as I like to call it, a sauna story.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and that's also why you have safe words.
That's right. And actually, admittedly, we that was the first time ever that I used my safe word.
That's true.
Second time around.
Yep.
Because they started wailing on me. And
that's what you get for egging us on.
I know, right? You know, typically when Mrs. Adams
was I a brat
alone, you know, she
apparently,
you know, it's like a heartbeat. It's bum 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 or whatever. You know, that's just how it is. But
there's a rhythm.
There's a rhythm.
Even if you don't mean to, there's a rhythm.
Yeah,
it's just human nature.
You always end up with that pattern, and that pattern is predictable. And then when you mix,
when you get three people going at once,
yeah, it was even worse because you know Mrs. Adam here, she has a pattern, and then C had a pattern, and those kind of blended well. And then out of nowhere, D Man would come up and just whack, and shit, that hurt. Oh God. There was close to tears at one point.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah.
Like good happy tears.
But again, that's why you have safe word.
That's right.
And when you say the safe word, everything stops. You let them out.
And I have to give both of them credit because I know that that is...
Because we're awesome.
I'm not going to say it's not their scene, but it's not something that they are...
I was talking about seeing
right as comfortable with, I don't think. Yeah. And I said the safe word, and Mrs. Adam was like, wait, did he say the safe word? And both of them were unbent.
Yeah.
Each one was undoing an arm so I could get free.
Yeah.
And it was great because I think I shook. My body was...
That does sound like you.
Yeah.
So I was trembling, shaking.
There's that momentary pause of like, wait, what? Because you'd never said it before. I was like, oh, we got there. I was kind of like reveling in the moment. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. It sounds like me.
It does.
With very much positivity for at least, I don't know, 5, 7, 10 minutes afterwards. It was great.
But only five, seven, or 10.
Then we're back to the mingle room.
No more.
And we went upstairs and... We peeked in a couple rooms again. You know, it's great. You walk into a room and 6, 7 people are fucking. 3 people are watching them, you know, either touching themselves or touching the neighbors.
Occasionally somebody would be in the shower.
Occasionally somebody would be in the shower. And the jacuzzis were full of people. And remarkably, the private room, one of the private rooms, I guess maybe the only private room, opened up. And so the four of us popped in there with all intent and purposes, I think, to play. However, it was a bit undercleaned. Again, this is not
it wasn't dirty. It was undercleaned.
I love not just undercleaned, but it's a bit undercleaned.
So now I feel like I'm calling out like Mrs. H from the Bedhoppers. It was a bit undercleaned. So this is one of those moments where I clearly realized that the people that I was talking about, because we only knew 6 people who listened to the podcast, the people I was talking about might actually listen to this podcast.
Mm.
And I did not want to make enemies.
Mm.
And I will say, I don't know if I'm going to say this here, but I'm going to tell the story now.
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious to see what Passford says about
this. It is, and we did just say this. I think I paused it in the middle of saying it, but it wasn't the fault of the staff.
No,
because they're
not
so
at all.
Busy. There's only so much
they can
do. They
were so fucking busy.
Yeah.
Like, it was so fucking busy because it was fucking New Year's Eve.
But tell the story.
So we go into this room, and it was a bit undercleaned. It was dirty AF. And so, like, it was clear that somebody had just played in there. And, like, sheets were on the floor. There was a couple of pillows on the floor. We get in there, and I don't remember anything up until the point where D sits down on the bed.
He lays down.
He goes to lay down.
Yeah.
And as he's laying down, the process of laying down, I went, wait, is that blood? And the man literally hovers over the bed. Like, he hovers for half a second and then hops off the bed. And the four of us were like, you know, maybe we should just leave. This is clearly not for us. So as a side note, I just want to say our secret spot has gone, like, and I know I'm really political in this podcast that we're listening to, but the truth of the matter is our secret spot has come leaps and bounds away from where they were. And now the just stupid little things, like the fact that there are sheets there. If you want to change the sheets, you can change your own fucking sheets.
Yeah, because the way that it used to be is that the staff would come around from time to time and change the sheets and whatnot. But now they have stacks of sheets in the big orgy rooms, and actually in all the rooms.
Well,
so you can change the sheets if you want to.
On top of that, they have a playroom attendant that stays upstairs. Yeah. And so this person is always changing sheets. They're always cleaning up. They're making it, arguably, making it easier for everyone, for themselves when they have to close, but also for the people who are playing. So there's always clean stuff and there's always new stuff.
So we've all evolved.
We've all evolved, and I cannot wait to hear OSS staff and their response to this podcast. I'm really excited.
Oh, God.
Location. This is a reflection of the fact that people are animals and
you need
to clean up after themselves.
Still true.
If you use a condom, throw it the fuck away.
Yeah.
Just take it off and put it on the side table.
Or the floor.
Who does
Or the wall.
Would you do that at your partner's house?
Yeah. Maybe. You wouldn't do that at home. Don't do it there.
No. It just kills me. And it's just like, it goes back to people are fucking animals.
Yeah. And it was just so busy that it's just hard to police everything or to go through and clean up after every time somebody finishes and whatever. You know, it's impossible
Many of us were lining up outside the room.
Yeah.
It was busy.
Yeah, so it's impossible
for
anyone to go through and clean up behind everyone. You should just common courtesy clean up after yourself.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, it's not hard because you've used it and it's starting to stop.
Exactly. Good job, Pastor.
But it's not difficult.
Yeah.
You know, that just kills me. Ugh. But you know, with Mrs. Adam and myself, as the names may tell you, we are both scientists as a background.
Oh.
And so
it's not where I thought you were going.
We look at these lovely white sheets.
I'm a scientist.
We see, you know, bacteria and nasty shit crawling all over them.
Blood.
And so I look at her and I'm like, are you going to lay on that? And she's like, fuck no.
No,
not going to happen.
Yeah.
Another
night, but not that night.
Yeah.
So, I like it another night.
We looked at C&D and we're like, hey, why don't we take this party somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
So we packed,
I didn't tell the truth back then.
Stuff.
You never finished the story. You didn't tell the whole story.
Here, there was a lot of lovely people walking around naked. I saw a lot of cops.
Absolutely. Pretty people everywhere.
I think we've touched on this in the past. On the Kinsey scale, I'm probably a strong 4.
God.
And Mrs. Adam is probably
you're more than a 4, babe.
Low 4, yeah.
Let it go, boy.
Meaning that we both have a predilection to our own sex.
Predilection.
Rather than
use two big words in this one.
And I don't like the word sex, opposite sex.
Again, it goes back to,
you've grown.
I'm looking at these guys, and I'm definitely checking these guys out, and I'm thinking of all these wonderful, nasty things I'd like to do with these guys and let them do to me. I'm not comfortable talking to people about that. I'm not comfortable asking people.
Yeah, you are.
And it's mainly, because I don't want to make people uncomfortable. And that's weird.
It's a hard line to draw, to know where to be on that line, I guess I should say, in that you don't want to make people uncomfortable, but at the same time, if you don't put your interest out there, then they're not going to know that you're interested. And if they're interested
you get
that stalemate of nobody's expressing their interest. And
then you don't get none.
Again, women are so fluid. You know, you see these women and you sit down and you're like, oh,
because it's expected.
You know, these random women are kissing and these random women or whatever.
Mm.
But you never see, that doesn't happen with guys in clubs like this.
Mm.
It just doesn't happen.
It does now.
Because
it's better now.
Interested, or if
pendulum parties, maybe
too reserved.
They're
too
reserved, or they're more likely afraid of what people are going to think about them. Because I'm going to be honest, you know, I have enough experience. I think I give a better blowjob than most women.
Still true.
Still true.
From what I've heard, that's what I hear from guys.
Still true
about you.
Yeah, I'm.
I talk to all the guys about you.
I'm semi pro.
Experience. That's another show though. We'll talk about numbers later on.
Oh my God, we should totally talk about numbers again.
In the world, we're going to have to be sitting down and have that conversation. It was, you know, I saw a lot of very attractive cocks.
Absolutely.
I also saw a very attractive breasts.
525,000 blowjobs. 525,000 clits in my ear.
Why are they in your ear?
525,600 hand jobs. How do you want to stick it in my rear? How about gloved? Get it? See?
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
The women.
There's a lot of pretty people there.
A lot of fucking pretty people out there. And yeah. I think many of them ended up going to this club
last
night. Some
very nice eye candy,
yeah,
for sure.
It was great.
Like female, male, yeah. All of it. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I will say nobody had had a body, a waist, an ass, or tits, or the full like
spit it out, boy.
Package like Mrs. Adam. Oh God.
Well, oh my God. What am I sucking up to you for?
Clearly, I don't know.
Why we're married, but it's fortunate that I think that.
Yes, there you go.
With us being married, let's put it that.
That's blah blah blah.
I still think that.
Yeah. We won't say why we're married. We'll let that remain a mystery.
Now I feel bad.
So yeah, it was good. We left, got packed up, left, said our goodbyes, and I do want to give a shout out to the lovely lady working behind the bar who grabbed my collar and smacked me full across the face. That was cute lady.
I don't know who that was, but I have a good idea who it could have been.
I have a guess as well.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
I liked her. She was
very personable.
I'm not going to say a working girl, but she was working and she was a girl.
God damn. Behind the bar.
Wow. Can you just shut up now?
Right. Gorgeous. I hate me.
And really good right cross. So shout out to you, lovely lady. I think you know who you are.
I doubt you have ever listened
to this. So we packed probably not. And we got a cab. And this was at, God, we left at about three in the morning. And then we made it to a local burger joint,
Maisie's.
Maisie's.
Yep.
There's a 24 apparently there's a 24/7 burger joint that is even open on New Year's Eve, New Year's morning.
So many good memories there.
In the morning. Bless you.
I forgot about them.
Just what we needed at that time.
It was exactly what we needed. So we ended up going again with C&D. We decompressed with them a little bit and debriefed and talked about, you know, what turned us on, what didn't turn us on.
Which I think is important in any relationship. I mean, we do that amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
But given the type of relationship we have with them and some of our other friends, you know, it especially in a group setting where we're going into something like that, I think it is important to know what we like or didn't like. If we go back again with them, because we'll go back, it's just a matter of with or without them. And if they do happen to be there at the time, then it's kind of helpful for everybody to know what turns the other ones on and whatnot. Yeah. Like any good relationship, communication's key. Yeah,
I was going to say communication.
Right.
Yeah.
Say that enough. Yeah. I mean, all relationships, whether it's with your partner or with your friends, with your family, your parents, your children, communication is so important. It's paramount. But yeah, so we at that point we left the burger joint. I think it was 4 a.m.
Yep. Started wrapping up the evening from there.
Up the evening, we decided, unfortunately, it was too late to play.
I think we're all pretty exhausted by then.
We're all fucking tired. God.
Because we're old.
We're old.
Well, most of us had worked the day before as well. It's like most people, I think, did. And so it was a really long day. And at some point, you just got to call it and say, we're done.
Yeah, Mrs. Adam and I were fortunate enough to have an hour-long nap, I think, on New Year's Eve before we went out. But
as much as I nap ever.
Yeah, a nap.
A nano nap, yeah. That wasn't enough. We dropped them off. We made it back to their place. And then
we headed out from there,
Because Mrs. Adam hadn't had nearly enough alcohol.
I had enough, just not enough that I couldn't drive. No, I was very good.
I was responsible.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Actually, it does. Because
It sounds like US you. It doesn't sound like Australian you.
I'm going to say I used to be more responsible, but also I can be if I need to be responsible. So it's about the 7 P's.
Prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance. Yeah.
So if I know ahead of time, then you can plan for it.
All right, fine.
The course of the evening. And we've all had those. Well, many of us have had those New Year's Eves where you get totally wasted.
Like last year.
And
totally true. We peed in a parking garage.
This year, especially going to the club for the first time and checking it out and whatnot.
There was no bathroom.
Freaking sober. And I would both remember it and be able to have a good impression of it and really enjoy it and whatnot. So I made a conscious effort to really not drink much, especially
I was responsible.
I didn't really drink at all. because I wanted to.
I just heard the wine bottle again.
I was going to say, unlike right then. Not responsible while podcasting.
I don't podcast and drive, bitches.
A good, clear first impression and experience with that. And, you know, again, just because I didn't want that to cloud my judgment or, you know, go wake up the next day and be like, oh, yeah, we made it to the club and I don't remember anything.
That's true.
So then it's kind of pointless to go for a first time and not remember anything.
But then every time can be your first time.
that's
wow.
That's
good deep. Okay.
That's clever.
We made it home and I was a little tipsy. I'm not going to say I was drunk, but I was tipsy. I was pleasantly tipsy.
I was drunk.
Again, probably going back to nerves and just being nervous most of the night because I'm a nervous guy. But we made home. We were attacked by a large huntsman spider as soon as we got home.
Don't like that.
In our bedroom, of all places. Oh. If you don't know what a huntsman spider is, if you live in the States and don't know what a huntsman spider is, please Google it. It's huntsman, H-U-N-T-S-M-A-N.
In case you can't spell huntsman.
Living.
They're not poisonous, but they're very large and hairy and scary, and Mr. Adam is very scared of spiders.
What a horrible way to start the year.
As a side note, they do jump. They're very finicky, and that's what tends to be a problem. Run. Is that you jump, they jump, everybody jumps, it's a problem.
Everybody jump, jump.
And Bradford does not like spiders.
No.
I mean, we had this wonderful party. We had fireworks. We had beautiful people that we met. We went to a club. We saw all kinds of naked people fucking. And then you come home to a hairy-ass spider near your bed.
True.
No, nobody likes that.
I mean, I think you would have been happier if we'd found some other kind of hairy-ass something.
Would have. If there had been a bear in our bed instead of a spider, I'd have been okay with that. Like, all right, well, guess I know what I'm eating tonight.
That's not a good way to start the year. I freaked the fuck out, people.
He freaked out a little bit. It was also interesting because that is the first huntsman that we've had in our apartment in a year and a half.
Good a year and a half.
Doing on the first day of the year is what you're going to be doing the rest of the year.
Jesus.
We were vacuuming up a huntsman spider.
I hope not, because I don't necessarily want to be killing spiders every day of the year.
No, God.
Yeah, but let's hope it was a one-off.
Burn this place to the ground.
It was a not many off. So,
and then we had very quick, awkward sex. I mean, it was both of us. Both of us were horny as well.
Very quick,
horny,
awkward sex.
Kind of night. Yeah.
Sexy people.
We were so romantic.
Really, really tired.
We got to get this shit done.
Yes. Yeah. Then you wait for New Year's Day to have,
I was going to say, it's a rollover and be like, all right, let's do this. Come on. Get it done till you go to sleep.
You like me and I like you and I like you to be in me. So let's just do that and pretend to pee.
And also you're like watching the wall and the ceiling the entire time for more huntsmen.
Yeah, right. Because it's the fear that makes it exciting.
Better sex.
It was still good sex.
Yeah, it was still good.
Still good sex. And, it was just, I vaguely remember passing out.
Yeah.
Like a nanosecond after we completed. Yeah.
After we completed.
Good night overall, though. Yeah, very good night.
We made up for
it. So today. Posh.
We had relaxed sex today.
Did you complete, darling?
Actually, that's what we'll be doing for the rest of the year. Instead of killing spiders, we'll be having relaxed sex.
Yes.
But yeah.
Where we both complete.
Our New Year's Eve.
We'll be having okay sex where we both complete.
Well, that's great. Like, awesome. We're a middle-aged white couple. That's delightful.
Really fantastic. Do it again in a heartbeat.
I'm going to say again, Our Secret Spot is a lovely, lovely place. We are definitely going back. Last night was enough to see it. And having gone to clubs in the States and know what these places normally are like.
I love that because it's basically like we liked the venue, but we don't think it was what it would normally be. And we're going to give it the benefit of the doubt to say that if we go on a different night, it'll be better and what we normally expect it to be.
Well, you're like, because like really, how bad could it be? Like, it was terrible, but like
it wasn't terrible.
How bad could it be?
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, but it was not what we expected, and it's not what we have since experienced.
Well, we did not enjoy that, but like it must have been the occasion.
Honestly, I think we're just overwhelmed, to be honest.
He will definitely be back.
Absolutely.
Really great.
Definitely.
Man. And the event was very well put together.
It really was.
It was.
It was.
Well organized.
The host and hostess at Our Secret Spot. Very great people. Very polite.
We're not going to name them?
Did you not know their names?
I probably didn't know their names. The host and hostess, Kyle and Leslie. We're delightful.
I thought that Kyle was such a nice, and Leslie was a delightful young lady.
Lauren suggests, for those of you who have not figured it out by now.
I clearly didn't know.
Yeah, it was a really good experience.
Googling is hard.
I can definitely foresee us doing it again next year. It was good fun. And I'm sure we will be back to
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
In the next
sooner
rather than later. Yeah, definitely.
We're not going to put it off much longer.
No.
I think it was like 3 months.
So yeah, it was 3 or 4 months, yeah.
That was the night. I think overall, I give it on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it an A+. It was really a lot of...
Wait. Let's talk about the scale.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it an A+. I still do stupid shit like that. I can't make fun of Passford because, like, I'm a dumb cunt. Look, honestly... That first experience on a scale of 1 to 10, I honestly give it a 4.5.
I would have said a 4, yeah. Like, 4, maybe 5 at the most.
Like really, I do remember a lot of that night, and I remember...
Actually, no, let's split that out. The whole night or the club?
Like, just the club, that's what I mean. Like, the whole night was magical.
Yeah, I would say the club itself, I would have... our club experience that night... I would give between a 4 and a 5.
Yeah.
But it was because it was our first time there.
Yes.
So we had nothing to compare to. And it was so crowded, overwhelming. It's New Year's Eve. You expect crowds. But I just don't think we were prepared for it in that setting.
Yeah. And look, like,
a fault of our own.
We were fortunate in that C&D had been there before. They knew Lawrence and Jess. So they introduced us, and like I don't know why we're not saying their names.
Even though we clearly didn't get their names, but you know, that's fine.
Like, I'm hoping that we're just not saying their names to protect them, which is hilarious.
Who knows?
But like, look, it was such a good night with C&D. It was such a good night from Lawrence and Jess. Like, they worked their asses off.
Yeah.
But like, I still look at the night itself. It was like a 4.5. Like, it was good fun, but it was overwhelming. And I will say that I think we lose 3 or 4 points because of inexperience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the rest of it is due to just the night itself. Yeah. It was New Year's Eve.
But again, any big party nights, the New Year's Eve, the Halloween, birthdays, they're tough. And we were actually talking to somebody recently about it. And they brought up a very, like, their perspective of it was that those nights are more about socialization than play. Unless it is a situation that you don't get out very often and that's your only opportunity to play. But for people that are lucky enough to go regularly or regularly can be like even quarterly, half yearly, yearly, whatever. But if you go with some regularity, then you have the opportunity to play when it's not as busy, not as crowded. And that's a lucky place to be.
Yeah.
But on those busy nights, it is about being social. And if you can find a tiny little corner to fuck in, then great.
Go for it.
Take it. Yeah. But it's not...
You're stacked 3 deep.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same as on a non-big party night.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I think that was just us not understanding that that was what was going to happen. So, yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it was tons of fun. I would definitely do it again. We didn't quite know what to expect going into the evening, and I would say that it met, if not far, exceeded all of our expectations.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite moment of the night?
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, God. I need a drink.
I would have to say watching Sea on the Pole.
Yeah, that was all actually...
Wait. It wasn't flogging you? What the fuck was I thinking?
What ball are we talking
pole,
about?
Pole.
Oh.
I heard ball, but I think it was pole.
Pole, yeah. Damn it, Angela.
Also, I thought it would have been flogging you. Jesus fucking Christ, what was I thinking?
Look, you're great on the pole, but God damn it, Angela, why are you sucking up to her?
I don't know. Apparently, I've grown.
Ugh.
I've learned to appreciate the flogging a lot more.
Right?
She got game.
I like watching people on the pole. I like watching people in general.
Still true.
It was interesting because at least at I don't know about, you know, before we got there or whatever, but in the time that we were sitting in that area of the club, there were not very, I think one person maybe checked out the pole a little bit and then C got up. And then of course, after she did, a bunch of other guys and people were like, oh, I can do this.
And so do it. And then all these guys line up.
Yeah. And they're just relying on,
and they failed
as opposed to,
I do like that.
Sexuality or fluid moves. Yeah. And So yeah, it was just interesting to then watch everybody else kind of come in and like, oh, I want to try. And
yeah,
that, it's just fun. You know, it's fun. It's a fun environment. Yeah.
And you're negative. What was the biggest
it's a good social
disappointment
time.
Of the night?
Blood on the sheets.
I would say the people pushing the boundaries and lack of consent issue.
Or that.
Yeah, just that pisses me off.
Thinking
yeah.
that they can come up and touch you or, you know, open up the curtains on their own, that kind of, like, but we talked about
does
that.
Does piss me off.
It's just a very simple, you know, do you mind? That's all it takes. It doesn't have to be a big, you know, hour long
common fucking courtesy. Like,
you know, do you mind? Or can I touch you? Or can I, you know, do you mind if I join? Or whatever. Just ask.
I'm going to say, Mrs. Adam is a lovely, gorgeous woman, and many people commented on that last night, and many people tried to grope her last night.
Yeah.
Please and thank you will get you between her legs faster than anything else.
So true.
That's true.
That's not true.
Doesn't take a lot.
There you go.
The thing that
gets you between her legs faster than anything else is fried fucking chicken. You can homemade fried chicken. Like, literally, she'd be like, all right, well, did you make pickles?
So when are we having fried chicken?
I know how to get laid. It's fried chicken.
You said the words. Now it must happen.
Just common courtesy.
Bob's your uncle. Yeah. So, all right. That's, I'm going to agree with her, by the way, on the positives and negatives.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Wow, you took the easy way out.
Thanks for sticking around with us. I feel like we kind of went on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
So we had a lot to say.
Yeah.
But
it was a big night.
If, as always, if you want to talk to us, we now have a website that's sort of up.
It is better up. We're going to stop it there.
I was kind of curious to see what else I had to say.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. It's a minute and a half.
Still, it's a work in progress, so be patient, folks. But it's www.
Still be patient with us.
By the by, and that's BYTHEBI.
I'm so country.
.com.au. Bytheby.com.au. You can find us at the Twitterverse at theatomsoflove.com.
We still don't check it very often, though.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's right.
Twitterverse.
I'm new here. It's sort of late on January 1.
Dumb password.
But we changed the name at some point, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
So let's try this again. On the Twitterverse, we're at the Atoms of Love.
It's now by the by.
A-T-O-M-S. Atoms.
No, don't listen to password. He's wrong.
Or you can email us at... the Atoms of Love.
That's correct.
At gmail.com.
Still works.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, ask us your questions. I realize that this one didn't really discuss a lot of the bisexuality
stuff. Episode one. Let it go.
We're going to try to focus on bisexuality.
Episode two. Uh-huh.
It's also a lot of our experiences
as well.
Our experiences.
Blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Can I stop? No, we got 20 seconds.
Fine. We can just shut ourselves up.
Yeah. Like, 20 seconds to go. It's fine.
We're rambling, folks. You know you love us. Yeah. Look, if you really want to reach out to us, you can reach us on any of our socials. We are Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at By the By Podcast. Or you can go to our website, which is now a full-fledged, real, sexy, amazing, wonderful website that Angela runs, www.bytheby.com.au. You can also reach us on the Discordverse. Like, hey, you want to, I've already said it once, but if you want to join us on Discord, support us at any level on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. Supporting us at any level will get you into our Discord chat with our wonderful crew that is just great and brilliant. Moderator T, I love him. He's brilliant. He's smart. He's sexy as fuck. And he will whip you, if you want, with a cat of nine tails made of cat five cables. It'll be great. You'll want to change your password after you cross him. So nice. Angela, anything else I've missed?
I think you've done a wonderful job, babe.
Thank you. Do we need a... is it me or you this week?
It is you.
Oh, God. So something that folks may not know about me.
Just a fun fact.
A fun fact.
Or a fact. Let's go with a fact. It doesn't have to be fun.
A fact. A fact about me. Here you go. And I don't know. I don't think I've said this before. Look, I took voice lessons from the time I was 8 until I was 18 and had a vocal scholarship to university. Yeah. So if you like these sounds, imagine the sounds that I'll make you make when I'm between your legs. See you next week
on By the By.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.